Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you for tuning in and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are just the world to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every single Tuesday evening. I believe in my heart that every song is a story. Tonight's guest is Trey Olds. He's an actor, voice actor, writer, and radio interviewer host. He started at the age of 13 doing online voiceovers. Since 2013, his radio show focuses on interviewing people in the entertainment industry and other related industries like journalism, sports, and broadcasting.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Trey. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. So we haven't spoken for a little bit. What's going on with you? What's new?
Well, I'm still doing radio and interviewing and acting and been busy, I guess. Been busy as ever, but I've slowed down a little bit. But it's good to stay busy. You know, it's my life force. You know, I love working.
I have this philosophy that was ingrained in me. I don't complain when I'm busy, because otherwise I'm sitting around doing nothing. So I totally agree with you, Trey.
Right.
What has got you the most busy now? Is it the radio thing? Is it what's got most of your attention?
Well, radio a little bit. I haven't done acting in a while, maybe about, it's been a little bit over a year. I haven't done theater or I've done some voiceovers, and I have one upcoming project with somebody but I really can't talk about because it's still in the works. But right now I'm writing. I'm writing on a book about my life, my memoir. It's about the people I've interviewed and my life being autistic and being in the industry, being an actor, a writer, radio interviewer. And it covers all my facets, all my careers, acting, writing, all that, and the people I've worked with, interviewed, worked with on voiceovers and independent films, and it covers my life so far.
How was, you know, we talked, I think, a little bit about COVID, but how has COVID affected you, man?
Well, I guess it's affected me as everybody. You know, I had COVID twice throughout it started in 2020. I had it at the beginning of COVID, and then I had it about 2 years ago. There's nothing really you can do. Just let it do its course and wear your mask if you go places, and which I do sometimes. You know, it's kind of waned down where I'm at now, but still, you got to be careful. It's just a part of life now. I don't think it's going away anytime soon.
Yeah, I think it's affected everybody, and we're all kind of slowly trying to get back to what we were doing, but it's definitely not the funnest thing in the world.
Yeah, it's a part of life. I don't think it will ever, I think it will go away per se, but I don't think it will be, the world will be back to what it was.
Is there something that you got in the works for this year that you're excited about with regards to, you said you can't talk about the one project, but with regards to your show or anything?
Yeah, I have a few interviews coming up. Nothing set in stone, no dates or anything, but I have a few. I have a few actresses, well-known actresses I'm trying to interview. Cheetah Rivera, she's a well-known stage actress. Judith Roberts, another well-known stage actress. Dee Wallace, singer Johnny Mathis, just a few big stars coming up. But, you know, I interview I don't like to distinguish big stars and regular actors because I interview them all. You know, they all have a story and they're all fascinating. But a lot of people are interested more in the big names, but I still do the regular day-to-day actors, you know.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the show. Anything different you're doing on the show?
No, well, I've done it for 10 years now. It's hard to believe I've been in this industry for 10 years with radio and acting and voiceovers, and I've still kind of stuck to the same shtick, if you will. You know, when I first started, I did radio promotions. I was a DJ, and then a few years after that, I didn't necessarily get bored with doing disc jockey, but I wanted to do something different, and I just started interviewing people. And that's what I mainly do now still to this day is interviewing. Every now and then I'll do some DJ work, and I have a friend that has a radio station in California, and he'll patch me in remotely, and I'll do like some promotions with that every now and then. And I've done some guest spots on some other radio shows. I did one, it was again remote, but it was in he was in Indiana, and it was a radio show, and I did that for about a year. I was the news reporter on that. I did news and just did updates and what was going on in the world, and I did that for about a year, and then that show ended, and went back to my show, and other endeavors ensued. And I've just, you know, an actor and radio interviewer, someone in this business, it's always finding work. That's, I guess that's the hard part, is finding work.
Trey, do you feel like it's a challenge for you finding work? Do you think people still have a little bias against you because of your condition, or do you think it's not even an issue anymore?
That's a good question. I don't, not necessarily. I don't think it's an issue being with me being autistic. It's just finding work. It's like it affects any other actor. It's casting directors already have in mind what they want for their character, and if you don't fit their bill, then it's nothing personal. You don't take it personally. That's just the business. And there are always other opportunities. You know, I had a, I don't mean to keep going into stories here, but it was about a few years ago. I had the opportunity of doing another radio show. This was about maybe in 2018, 2017, something like that. A friend, he owns many radio stations, and I interviewed him, and he does online radio and more DJ work. It's he does rock music, and he asked me if I would do a segment on his radio station. It would be another show of mine, and I would play rock music and talk and interview some aspiring rock musicians and all that. And I was set up to do it, and was in the process of doing it, and then something happened, and I didn't do it, and I missed the opportunity. And after that, I beat myself up for that, because that could have been another gate opening for me. But, you know, it's the business, and other opportunities come along the way since. And again, you know, if I did that show, I may not have gotten some other roles or anything. So it works out in the end, you know, no matter what.
What is the fondest memory you have, whether it's on the show or as a voice actor, or someone you've worked with, anything? Like, what's the coolest memory that comes to mind?
Well, there's many. I really can't nail it down to one. I've interviewed a great actor, and he's passed away now, Ed Asner. I interviewed him twice, and he just shared so many stories, and it was different with him because he was very comedic. You could play with Ed like that. He would tell a joke, and you could feed off of that energy, and it was very interesting, and he was very sharp. He was in his 90s, and when I interviewed him, and he was still sharp at that very age, but I had fun doing that, and Another one was when I guess I start when I first started my show. I was very nervous doing interviews and DJing and all that, and I didn't want to do it at first. But as I got the hang of it, you just feel a lot of energy doing it. It becomes a part of you. Your work becomes you. My work is a part of my life, and it is really. I want to work as anything else, you know, like I want my personal life with my family, but I also want to act in radio. It can't exist without the other, you know. I'm in it. I've been doing it for 10 years, so I guess I'm stuck in it, and I enjoy it. But there's been so many memories with my show and my acting, and I did a few auditions. My first audition was for a college, community college theater project they were doing, and I didn't get the part, but I enjoyed auditioning. It was for Frankenstein, and I auditioned for Dr. Frankenstein's father, and it was a fun audition. They loved me, but I just didn't get the part, and they found someone else. But it's fun, you know.
Trey, how do you deal with rejection? You know, in all our creative endeavors, it's something that we all have to deal with in some capacity. You have any tricks up your sleeve? Any advice for people just getting into this?
Well, I would tell people don't take rejection personally. Because when I first started, I did take rejection personally. You know, I was like, why not me? You know, I thought I did my best, and, you know, why didn't you pick me? You know, and it's hard. And when you take rejection personally, it affects your mindset with other roles in your day-to-day life. You know, you fall back on that. And if you fall on negativity, it follows you all over. And I tell people, if they ask for my advice, you know, don't take it personally, because it's a business. You know, like I said earlier, casting directors have a mindset of who they want, and it takes a very good actor to convince them otherwise. And we're not always, I was not an overnight sensation. You know, I'm not a star. I'm a working actor, and there's millions of others like me that are in the same situation.
Yeah, I totally get that. What do you think is the hardest part about getting rejection, having to, you know, get ourselves up off the floor?
Well, that's an interesting question. It's a good question. when rejection happens, if you don't get the audition, and similar with radio interviews, you're dealing with rejection there. Because if, for example, I wanted to interview an actor, and they didn't want to do it, he declined, and that's rejection. And you kind of are bummed about it, but you know, maybe they had something going on in their life that that they couldn't do it. And then again, I've had that same situation happen, and they did the interview another time. It just, you have to be patient and persistent, and don't take it personally. And if you enjoy it, don't let nothing disturb you or sway you from the enjoyment of it. You know, if you want to succeed in this business, then don't let no one talk you out of it. Sure, you'll pick yourself up if you get knocked down, but it's hard in the beginning because you're still new with it and don't know how to take it. But once you're in it, once you gain a few years, you get used to it.
And that's the hard part, right, is we try to pretend it doesn't matter, but it does. We try to pretend it doesn't affect us, but in a way it does. And we might get better at dealing with the rejection, but the only thing I've kind of learned is whatever the rejection, whatever the feedback, I just always try to get better, whether it's my music, my books, this show. And I think that's all any of us can do, because I've seen the opposite where people just ignore it. and just say, well, it's them, not me. And I think putting your head in the sand like that is not going to benefit you long term.
Absolutely. Like I said, you know, if you focus on the negativity, it follows you throughout your life, not just your career, but your life as in general, you know, and it's better to stay positive and look at the good sides and follow every opportunity. You know, when an opportunity comes your way, you can always close that door, but at least look at that opportunity and see if you're interested in it or if it suits you. You know, don't just say, well, no, I'm not going to do this. Well, you don't know if you're going to do that later on in life or with or whatever. When I, because I mainly do voiceovers, I didn't want to do theater. I thought I would never do theater. I would never do film, independent film, television. I would never do none of that. Well, I had the opportunity to do that, and I enjoyed doing it, you know, so never say never.
Yeah, you don't want to limit yourself for no reason. That's absolutely true.
Right.
Can you tell us a little bit about when you look at the things you've gone through, what would you do differently if you could rewind 10 years? Is there something that comes to mind?
Well, if I knew what I knew now when I first started, I would change a few things. You know, when I first started, I was very nervous and intimidated, I guess, just nervous and intimidated when I interviewed these big actors because, you know, when I was starting, I was nobody, you know, just I thought that, you know, I wasn't a celebrity or anything, and I would interview these celebrities. But it's not intimidating to me anymore. I've been around it for 10 years, and I still get nervous sometimes when in preparation, but once I get on the microphone to do the interview, the nerves just settle away and the conversation flows. So it's not intimidating to me or nervous to me anymore. So if I could go back and, you know, tell my past self that, you know, I would, but you can't change what is can't change what's happened, but you can change what will happen.
That's true. That's great advice. Okay, tell us, before we let you go here, tell us about something that nobody knows that is coming in the next couple months. And again, forget about this project you can't talk about. Anything that nobody else knows is coming that you want to share with us? Any surprises for the fans?
Well, interviews still, and I have a few other projects coming that I can talk about. I'm doing a few radio voiceovers for a friend in New York, and I don't know. It's still in the works, but I can talk about that. It's going to be on YouTube and a few other online sites. I'll be doing some narrations. And just mainly I'm doing interviews and writing my memoir, you know, and hoping to finish that maybe in a year or two, my book, and see what people think about that. And just I stay busy, you know. I get busy. I seem to get more busy as the year goes by, as a new year comes. At the beginning of the year, I kind of get slow of it, but as the year progresses, I get more busy and more busy. And it's fun. It's like I said, it's your life force. You know, I tell people that I don't, you know, if I am still doing this in 50, 60 years, I don't want to retire. You know, if my mind is still intact and I'm healthy, you know, I don't believe an actor should retire unless health prevents otherwise. If a entertainer wants to do what they want to do, if they love it, there's no sense of retiring.
Yeah, I think that's totally true. Can you tell us what you love most about being a voice actor?
Well, I love connecting with people. I've met so many people in my career so far and still am meeting people. And I'm a people person. I love hearing their stories and hearing about their careers and what the challenges they faced. And some people have the stuff in common that I have. And it's interesting. And I love being a voice actor, because most of my voice roles are narrations, but when I get an opportunity to voice a character, I usually am cast as bad guys or villains or antagonists.
Are you really? Wow, I wouldn't have thought that. Why? Why do you think that is?
Well, I don't know. And I love playing the antagonists, the bad guys and all that, because it's easier to me, because in real life, normal day-to-day life, I'm a very nice person. I'm very easygoing. And it's not a challenge to be a bad guy. It's use your imagination, and it's fantasy to play a bad guy, because you can't really do that in real life. And it's heaven, really, to play a bad guy. And really, I find it difficult playing good guys, because it's something that I am really day to day. So it's a challenge, I guess, per se, but it's easier to, you know, have an imagination and make believe that something you're not, you know.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's your gift, Matt. You know, I mean, I've never had to play either. Yeah, I've never thought about that, but it's cool.
It's fun. It's very interesting.
All right. Before we let you go, give us your information. Where can people reach out to you, or they can listen to your show, or anything you want to give us?
Well, my show, and you can find some of my acting work on YouTube. Just type in Trey Olds and my channel should pop up. Or if you type in YouTube with the link and all that, it's Real Trey Olds. And that will be my channel. And then on Facebook, you can follow me on there, Trey Olds, where I'll post some radio interviews that I've done and I've done on other shows where people have interviewed me, and upcoming voiceover works and theater work when I do that. And just social media, I'm on that. Instagram is Real Trey Olds, Facebook Trey Olds, and you could find me anywhere on the internet.
Okay, awesome. All right, Trey, I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight, man. It was a blast, and keep doing what you're doing, brother.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
You're welcome. So to all the listeners out there, thank you for spending a little bit of your time with Trey and I. We hope your unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sarantos, and please join me every single Tuesday evening to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. Have a great night, everybody. I love you guys. I'm not scared. My dad's days were heavier than mine. I learned a lot by watching my hero. Too many hours at work, but he found time to love and trust. There's only one thing that could ever stop him. It was us. I miss my dad. My dad's hourglass ran out of time. I hated watching him hurt and weak. Now he's past the clouds in the arms of an angel, pain-free. I'm so happy for him, he deserves that love on James Street. Alone in this cold room, I'll fall asleep smiling. 'Cause every time I visit, we spend time catching up. He reminds me, life doesn't suck. Whispers words of love. So my surgery is not so tough. Another surgery, another chance. To see my dad. So another surgery is okay with me. Chance to be with my dad.
My skin was free of scars. Could have been anything I wanted. Now I've no idea what life will bring me next, so chin down. Till it's time for another surgery, then skin and gown. Alone in this cold room, I'll fall asleep smiling. 'Cause every time I visit, we spend time catching up. He reminds me life doesn't suck, and whispers words of love. So my surgery's not so tough. Another surgery, another chance.
To the Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.